principle of meditation. The principle underlying meditation is, as you think, so you become. Thinking is conscious thought force, not mere mental indulgence when your mind on its own flows towards an object. Instead, let your intellect set an objective, a goal in your life. Let it constantly channel your thought and effort toward the goal. You shall gain your objective. The same principle works in the spiritual field. Set self-realization as your objective in life. Let your intellect shift the mind's focus from the world to the self within. Keep the mind steady in single-pointed meditation upon the self. You then become the self. You attain the state of self-realization. Realization of the self is defined as desirelessness, thoughtlessness. If that be so, how can the thought of self in meditation bring about the state of thoughtlessness? It seems paradoxical, but it works in actual practice. When you hold the mind focused in single-pointed concentration upon a mantra, word symbol, the thought ultimately dissolves into silence, into the enlightened state of thoughtlessness. Shankaracharya explains this phenomena in his text Atma Bodha by the simile of purifying water with a cleansing agent known as Kataka nut powder. The powder acts in the same way as alum does for cleansing water of its impurities. The powder is sprinkled on the surface of the impure water. It forms a slimy film on top. Fine particles of suspended impurities stick to the bottom of the film. The film becomes heavier. It goes down gradually. More impurities stick to it. In the process, all the impurities settle down to the bottom along with the film. The significant part of the process is that the cleansing agent itself settles down along with the impurities. Pure water stands above it. So it is with the process of meditation. The divine self is polluted with thoughts. The thought of the mantra displaces all other thoughts and itself disappears in the heat of meditation, exposing the supreme self that lies beyond thought.